Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And organizations of all kinds are increasingly going mobile today, and they're taking enterprise content to these devices. For the statistic from recent IDC research that mobile devices are due to outsell PCs by 2015. Delivering content to mobile devices is becoming an increasingly important corporate strategy. And General Electric recently bought 36,000 iPhones and 12,000 iPads for employee use. And many companies are now using Google Apps so that their employees can work with enterprise content in the field. So today we're going to talk about mobile devices and how they work with Office 365 and SharePoint Online, Microsoft's cloud-based version of SharePoint. So to tackle some of these issues, I have with me today Scott Robinson, a SharePoint and BI expert. So welcome, Scott.
Hi there, Lauren.
Hi. So Scott, my first question for you is, well, let's start out with a statement. So mobile computing isn't just for consumers anymore. It's fast becoming a key technology for business. So what are the implications of that?
Well, the implications are pretty profound. Now, I've been around a while, I mean, a lot longer than I care to admit, and I remember a day when we could take our content with us. We could take computers with us after we leave the office. It was a strange world back then because we didn't yet have laptops. We had portable computers that were essentially desktops, but they were luggage. I mean, you carried them like a piece of luggage, and they were very heavy, and they did have hard drives in them, but you had to... there was a floppy drive and a hard drive, just like computers were back in the 80-86 days, and we called them luggables. Now, it was actually useful back in the day when I would make trips from the Midwest down the coast to have my content with me, but these days, nobody doesn't need to take their content with them. Thanks to a lot of companies like Apple, we are now used to, on a consumer level, having the convenience of content and functionality with us wherever we go. We carry telephones in our pockets. Those telephones are not phones in the sense that we used to use them. They are all-purpose devices that allow us access to whatever we need, and we have gotten used to that technology on a personal level. But it's a very foolish business that does not exploit that knowledge, because when you have a population that includes all of your workers and all of your customers who are acclimated to a technology that they can use on the fly, on the go, wherever they may be, that's a strategic advantage. So anybody who isn't thinking about mobile computing as a business strategy isn't thinking.
So what about Microsoft's role in all this? Was Microsoft somewhat slow to the party with mobile?
Well, we get into... a little bit of Microsoft bashing here, and the fact is that they deserve it. Microsoft is often slow to the party, and I think that the reason for that is really because they've dominated IT industry for so long that they simply are used to putting something out and having people do things their way. Their big score on this has been over the past decade, where their server technologies rose in 10 years' time to overpower Oracle and Apple and all competitors in the workplace. Microsoft server technology dominates at this point, and they got a little big-headed at that point. So when Apple comes back with Steve Jobs taking over the mobile market with the iPhone and with the iPad, everyone else is scrambling to catch up, and Microsoft is slow to the party. Their two big entrees into this area were the Windows Phone, which was a complete disaster, and Windows 8, which was well-intentioned, because it did try to create the look and feel of mobile technology as a Microsoft general OS platform. Neither one of those was a success. And so now they're really scrambling to catch up.
So now let's talk about some of the, well, in a minute let's get to some of the benefits. But first let's talk about a couple of the drawbacks of using SharePoint Online with mobile devices.
Well, You gotta admire Microsoft for doing the right thing when they do the right thing. Microsoft with SharePoint they've learned their lesson, and now we have a SharePoint that doesn't try to push the user in the direction that Microsoft finds convenient. Now we have a SharePoint that is following the lead of the consumer in terms of implementation of a SharePoint that has functionality that the consumer finds handy, that the consumer is used to. So we want to, you know, give praise where praise is due, that Microsoft has done a good job of opening up their ideas and making use of what the consumer already knows. And that's a very positive step. The problem that you get into with SharePoint is that it tried to be one-stop shopping. And that was useful at the time that SharePoint came out. We wanted SharePoint to be social media capable, and now it is. We wanted it to be an excellent content management platform, and it is. We wanted it to be an excellent collaborative environment, and it is. The trouble is, when you do one-stop shopping, you get a little cluttered and clunky. Microsoft didn't really design SharePoint with mobile in mind. Well, now the whole world's gone mobile, and what is an excellent desktop product is now a very limited and clunky mobile product. Now, they've taken some steps to fix that, but the problem really is that SharePoint tries to do too much, and it's hard to do that in a mobile environment.
So in that vein, what can users do to kind of enhance the experience of using SharePoint online with a mobile device?
Well, one thing they can do is strategic. A big problem that mobile devices have in general is that now that businesses are committing to them, I mean, you mentioned the GE statistics earlier, you know, you've got businesses out there that are making heavy commitments to mobile computing. The trouble is you have to not let mobile computing drive your business process management. TechTarget actually made a point of this recently. Steve Weissman of the Holly Group was quoted in one of our articles saying that to allow workflow to be driven by mobile devices is a huge strategic error. Well, that's true. So one thing you want to do is you want to design your workflows, design your business processes with mobile in mind for what it's good for. For instance, there are many processes, workflow processes, BPM processes, where you've got spreadsheet review or spreadsheet input as a factor. Clunky to do on an iPhone. There are other business processes that don't take well to agnostic content delivery. You want to be careful. Be very strategic in choosing which parts of a business process work well on a phone or a pad and which ones don't, and parse out your business processes accordingly. That's the first thing you can do. Another thing you can do that's SharePoint specific is you can be very judicious about making use of the mobile tools that are in place. And here are a couple examples. SharePoint allows you to choose a contemporary view for displaying SharePoint sites on multiple devices. Now, this has some problems in it because the menus on these views are not very rich. And that's a bit of a culture shock because people who are used to using SharePoint in the workplace are used to rich menus. They're used to a lot of utility. Now, you don't have the utility that you really need because the menus haven't really been worked out well. But it is better than trying to do a full site display on an iPhone. Another thing you can do is you can make use of the device channels. The device channel feature of SharePoint is very, very handy. What that does is it gives you a rendering, an HTML5 rendering of your particular site that is specific to the device that you're targeting to. A view that is friendly to the iPhone or friendly to the iPad or the Android pad or whatever. Now, that's a very useful thing, and that's something that you want to be making use of. And finally, well, you can make very good use of pushes, notifications, alerts, the kind of thing where if something has changed in SharePoint, you're sending out a notification to your iPhone or your iPad or whatever your device is that gives you a direct link. So the user is not faced with having to navigate through a SharePoint interface to the particular content that's being delivered. That's a neat trick.
And finally, you know, given that there are a lot of functions out there now that are so dependent on mobile devices, say salespeople working in the field, what's sort of the biggest benefit that SharePoint online on a mobile device has kind of brought to these kinds of processes?
I would say the biggest benefit is that SharePoint online takes away the trouble and drudgery of getting access to the CMS, the company CMS, when you're in the field. before we had SharePoint Online, you had to have VPN access in order to get into your company intranet. Well, no, that's a drag. That's not something you want to have to do. It's very inconvenient. And it actually was the executives of some of the major companies that have massive SharePoint deployments that drove this decision and got this technology moving, because they were having to VPN into their company intranets in order to get to their content that they needed. Well, SharePoint Online takes that step out. Anyone can get to the content just by tapping into the cloud, and all you need to do is keep the cloud updated from your intranet deployment, your on-premises deployment of SharePoint. That's extremely convenient. It's not just convenient for your users or for your in-house users. It's also convenient for your customers. You can do public deployments of the information you want your customer base to see through the SharePoint online cloud, and bingo, you're in business.
Okay. Well, so as always, Scott, thank you so much for joining us today.
Always a pleasure.
Yes, thank you. And for more on SharePoint Online, check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And I'm Lauren Horwitz. Until next time.